I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. At sunset, the forest west of Whitefish is more golden than green, the needles of western larches catching the last rays of sunlight. The glowing trees look like they're on fire. Even now, with snow on the forecast, folks who live deep in this forest, like Ben Duval, are still thinking about wildfire. Duval is the fire chief for Big Mountain Fire and Rescue, and last week, he hosted 24 neighbors, kids, and dogs to talk about creating a fire-adapted community, basically making their neighborhood ready to withstand fire moving through it without much help from firefighters.
So as you guys requested after our last little, I guess I'd call it the scare meeting this summer, I have brought you professionals.
Those professionals are from Fire Safe Flathead, a group of local fire experts, foresters, and property owners who want to fire adapt their neighborhoods. Allie Ewling, a fire prevention specialist with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, is the group's moderator.
Well, I would say there's definitely more interest after a big fire season. And when people are interested, we as cooperating agencies and partners want to be able to provide those homeowners, property owners with the resources that are available.
Ewling says she's been holding neighborhood meetings like this all over the Flathead Valley at least weekly and fielding calls from homeowners interested in getting started. She kicks off tonight's informal meeting with an overview of the summer.
So fire season 2017, that's why you guys are here right now as a community talking about this. And what can you do now?
Yeah.
And next spring?
Yeah.
Thank you, Max. To get ready for next fire season. And they're predicting more seasons like this one.
We head outside to take a look at Duval's house, decorated for Halloween. Duval quizzes his neighbors about how fire-ready it is.
Remember when we talked? What do you see that's wrong with this picture already?
Ghosts.
The wood against the house.
And what? The wood against the house, right? The firewood stacked on the forest.
But would that be here in August?
Pine needles. Okay.
Pine needles, right? Pine needles.
This is the kind of stuff Allie Ewling is looking for when she does a property assessment, which is free for the homeowner. She pulls out a copy of her assessment form and runs through the checklist.
So home assessments, I usually start from the top and work down. So we look at a roof.
The process usually takes about an hour, and Ewling says she inspects everything from roofing and siding materials to landscaping around the yard to the first 100 feet of forest surrounding the house. If homeowners want, a forester will also come out and make suggestions about which trees should be cut down to protect the home. There's even grant funding to help homeowners pay for small logging projects, and neighbors can sometimes bundle their properties. Mike West, an assistant fire management officer for the Flathead National Forest, says chipping away at this work a little at a time can make a big difference for firefighters.
And really, when it comes down to it, and we have limited resources, and we're trying to do the best we can with what we've got, we're going to look for the places that we have the highest probability of success. And we're going to focus our efforts there. So those dividends of like doing all this work on the front end really pays dividends in the back end, because we can protect more homes with less resources if they're in a good situation.
Back inside, Ewling and West field questions from the neighborhood about the history of fire in their area, how their forest would likely burn, and what they should do if it ever gets so bad that they need to evacuate. Ewling has practical answers.
And pack your chainsaw. I bet most of you have chainsaws. If there's going to be a tree across the road, is that going to be the point where you're stuck?
As the meeting breaks up, I catch Jenny Kelly, who's lived in the area for the past 2 decades. She says the constant smell of smoke this summer was a wake-up call.
And I know that's what, you know, comes with the territory, but I felt it more this year than I ever have before, so.
Even the fires down by Missoula felt far off, until her neighbor, Ben Duval, the fire chief, sounded the alarm.
I mean, they're our neighbors, but they're not our backyard. And so it really did take someone from our neighborhood to say, hey, it can be our backyard.
She says after Duval's first neighborhood meeting, she and her husband packed up their RV and evacuated it. And she plans to spend time this fall and spring pruning trees near their house.
It's not just once every couple of years. It's something we need to think about every spring, regardless of what the weather is.
Allie Ewling with the DNRC says there's no guarantees, but the idea is...
And you leave, and a fire can come through, and ideally you come back and your home is still standing.
More information about fire preparedness, contacts for home assessments, and grant funding is available on our website, mtpr.org. West of Whitefish, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.